The one game out of the Big 12 Conference we will preview this weekend will be the Texas Tech Red Raiders, as they are 7-0. They're headed into Norman, Oklahoma. It is a big conference matchup against the 17th-ranked Sooners. The Red Raiders coming off a 10-point win over West Virginia last weekend in Morgantown, while the Sooners have improved to 6-1 with a 34-19 win at Kansas. So, when we start looking at the Big 12 Conference standings, right now you have got three teams that are undefeated in conference play. Of course, Texas Tech, Baylor, they're at the top, and there is Texas as well. We're going to break this all down with NFL and college football great, three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska. Hello, Jason Peter. How are things in Lincoln?
Well, you just mentioned all those Big 12 stats, and you know, Baylor's putting 70 up on people. Texas Tech is in the top 10. I mean, people up here, they miss the Big 12. It's sad. I mean, that's obviously, it was a large part of my career at Nebraska, the final 2 years in 96 and 97. But I think people at first, you know, they looked at the Big Ten and thought, oh, it's, you know, here we are, we're going to be having wine and cheese with the Michigan fans you know, all of the tradition that goes along with the Big Ten. But, you know, like we said last week, the Big Ten is just bad football-wise. And, you know, but when you talk about the Big 12 and Baylor, I mean, who would have thought that Baylor is just, they're just killing people.
They've absolutely been on fire. Jason Peter is with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. JP joins us, the double nickel, that is. He joins us each and every week right here on the Big E Sports Show. So I want to focus our attention right now on Texas Tech, because their last trip to Norman, it certainly was a memorable one, as the Red Raiders snapped the Sooners' 39-game home streak with that 41-38 win. So talk to us about, you're talking about, you know, this high-octane offense of the Baylor Bears and Art Briles and what he's been able to accomplish with his guys down there. But what about Cliff Kingsbury? He obviously is doing a fabulous job, too. His first year as a head coach.
Yeah, and former Tech coach Mike Leach said that he was going to do a knockout job. He kind of predicted this. And you know, there's still a lot of football to be played. But half of the battle, whether you're talking college or professional football, even high school, and I think you could go all the way down to the Pop Warner level, is kids believing in what they're doing, what their coach is asking them to do. And right now, Texas Tech believes in what Cliff Kingsbury's saying. You know, I think Oklahoma is they're gonna have their hands, their work cut out for them here. You know, I think people are still waiting to see what kind of team this is that Bob Stoops has. I think people still are remembering kind of what happened, you know, with Texas. Nobody saw that coming. So this will be a good test, I think, for Oklahoma to kind of find out where they're really at.
We are visiting with Jason Peter at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about the Big 12 Conference, of course, the matchup with Texas Tech. As they are on the road, they're headed into Norman, Oklahoma to face the Sooners. We're going to hit some more about Oklahoma. But, you know, a lot of folks coming into the season, they did not see this coming in terms of, I believe that Texas Tech, they were ranked in the preseason poll as far as in the Big 12 Conference, 7th or 8th. So they have certainly surpassed expectations. I mean, it really is an amazing story in college football. And we've seen that all season long, not only with Texas Tech, but really what even Baylor has done this year. I mean, they've been sensational.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this kind of, it goes back to the offense and what people are doing. You know, they're still spreading people out. You know, Oregon obviously is the team, I think, that started doing this kind of spreading people out and fast-paced the tempo, and you know, you better be strong and you better be deep on that defense, because we're going to be running, you know, 80, 100 plays, and you know, your starters just aren't going to be able to hang out there. So you better have guys that can come in and spell those guys, and you better have guys that are in shape, because if we're not substituting, you're not substituting, and we're going to keep our guys going. And obviously, you have to execute in order to run that type of offense. I mean, if you go out there and you're trying to do this tempo thing and you're going three and out and you're only burning, you know, 30 seconds on the play clock,
right?
You know, you're giving that other team a lot of opportunities to score. So, you know, I think it does have something to do with offense. It's you know, it kind of it levels the playing field a little bit where, you know, you don't need maybe 11 studs out there. You just need a few guys that can catch the football. You need a good coordinator who can call the plays. You need a quarterback that can go out and execute, who can also be mobile. I think that's, you know, I was talking with a buddy that I played with back in college the other day, and we were saying, you know, these guys that are playing now, the Mariotas, the Manziels, back, you know, 15 years ago, if you could run as a QB, mm-hmm. that hurt you. That was almost a knock against you because NFL scouts would say he's just a runner. And you'd almost, you know, they'd ignore whatever you could do throwing-wise. But nowadays, this is what most quarterbacks or most universities would like their quarterbacks to do, and that's be able to run and pass. And certainly, I think, you know, 15 years ago, you know, sometimes the better athletes found themselves at a different position other than quarterback, but now I think you're truly getting the best athletes playing quarterback. And, you know, I think it's a pretty good indication of where college football is right now.
Well, it certainly has come a long, long ways, especially what you're talking about offensively. Jason Peter with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And so with Texas Tech, their momentum continues to build in such a positive way. They are undefeated right now. They potentially could come out of Norman 8-0, but Oklahoma, they did have a win in Lawrence last weekend, but you know, we still have the hangover from being hammered at the Cotton Bowl. Of course, that run defense, I mean, it was really exposed, not only against UT, but also KU. But their pass defense is much different. How do you see this thing playing out in terms of what Oklahoma has to do, the challenge on the defensive end?
Well, yeah, the Sooners have the best pass defense in the country. So clearly, you know, that's a great matchup there when you're talking about playing Texas Tech. Unfortunately, I think some people think that these spread offenses, these teams that are going to chuck it around, that they're not going to run the football at all. And, you know, really spreading people out kind of enables you to run the football better. You're taking more guys out of the box. And if you're able to execute, you know, between the tackles, there's a lot of room for successful running plays. And you know, unfortunately, defenses don't work back to front most of the time. It's you know, front to back. And you got to be able to shut down that run with those guys in the front seven, and you got to make those offenses one-dimensional. You know, the thing that Bob Stoops needs to do is to make Texas Tech one-dimensional. You got to know that they're going to throw the ball here. You got to know that, you know, no matter what the down and distance is, or maybe the tendencies, you've put them in a situation where you know that they're going to throw, and now you can kind of pin your ears back, and now you can bring extra guys if you want, and, you know, you can really get after their quarterback.
Jason Peter, we certainly appreciate you stopping by at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, and we look forward to your perspective, and it will be very interesting to see how this game does indeed play out, and also how Blake Bell, I mean, he has struggled as of late, and I've been a bit surprised with that, and perhaps he will get his confidence back. We're looking for that. So, Jay, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, where the biggest, the best in sports will be joining us.